Across the Ohio Valley, more than 2 million people don't have any options for fast and reliable internet. That creates a lot of challenges for people like Heron Linscott, a sophomore at Federal Hocking High School in Southeast Ohio. At home, she says she can sometimes get internet on her phone if she stands in the exact right spot, and even then, only for about 20 seconds at a time. Linscott says that makes it hard for her to keep up with school.
My teachers, they'll say, oh, well, that worksheet's online. Oh, that video's on Google Classroom. I can't get to it. There's no way. So it's tricky.
Linscott was among those who got to share their story with FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn at this town hall meeting in Marietta, Ohio.
I am especially moved and troubled by what I heard today. We have some fundamental problems that we have yet to address.
West Virginia State Delegate Roger Hanshaw is also extremely concerned about the lack of reliable internet service he's seen around his home in Clay County, West Virginia.
There's just simply no excuse for service being so poor that we can't process a credit card sale.
Hanshaw sponsored a bill, now a law, encouraging locally owned cooperatives to expand broadband service. But one section of the new law is being challenged by some of the state's biggest internet providers, including Frontier Communications. Frontier's Elena Kilpatrick says her company is suing the state over a provision that would allow others access to utility poles.
Those requirements are inconsistent with pre-existing requirements established by the FCC. We're simply seeking a ruling that the federal requirements prevail.
For more than a decade, Christopher Mitchell has been working on broadband expansion issues with the Minnesota-based Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Mitchell gave the Connectivity Summit's keynote address, and Frontier got a mention in his talk.
I'm not saying that Frontier is a bad company. I want to say that in our economic system, they have a responsibility to get a good return on their investments for their shareholders. And if we're trying to solve connectivity for rural America, trying to get them to do it is the wrong approach.
Mitchell argued that too much federal money goes to large companies building substandard networks. He hopes that in the future, more money will go toward local governments and cooperatives who have more incentive to build long-term solutions like fiber optic networks that could meet their community's needs for decades to come. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.